Radio Prague News.
Two people were killed in an accident involving a Czech tourist bus in Hungary. A Czech police officer was found to have been collecting phone call records of close aides to President Václav Klaus and other officials, according to a press report. And Czech brewers have formed an alliance to fight rising imports of cheap, low-quality beers. Two people were killed and 51 others were injured in an accident involving a Czech tourist bus in Hungary. The accident occurred on the M15 highway near the Slovak border crossing in the early hours of Monday and started with the collision of a Slovak and Polish truck, after which the Slovak truck was thrown into the opposite lane, where it collided head-on with the Czech tourist bus. Both the truck and bus drivers were killed on impact. The cause of the accident is being investigated. 17 injured Czech tourists remain in nearby Hungarian hospitals. A Czech police officer was found to have been collecting mobile phone call records of close aides to President Václav Klaus, Supreme Judge of the Czech Constitutional Court Pavel Rychetský and other public figures, the daily Mladá fronta Dnes reported on Monday. Policeman Martin Hudec of Wansdorf in northern Bohemia bypassed all legal requirements, including a court order, to get the data. The Daily reported he was able to access the records when he flagged the phone numbers as suspicious and had their interception approved as part of a human trafficking investigation. The Czech police's internal investigations department is now trying to establish who Mr. Hudec was working for. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said the affair was a serious case of abuse of the police force. The trial began on Monday in the case of a 2008 railway accident in which 8 people died and 95 others were injured near the North Moravian town of Studenka. 10 employees of various construction firms then accused of criminal negligence, facing up to 10 years in prison. The accident occurred when an international train from Poland to Prague crashed into the debris of a bridge that had moments before collapsed onto the railway tracks. The prosecution argues the accident was caused by a combination of many safety shortcomings and omissions, and blamed the defendants for violating work safety regulations. Around one-third of Czech drivers are reckless, and their number is rising, according to a new poll for the direct insurance firm released on Monday. Most of the 1,000 drivers who took part in the survey said that the typical Czech reckless driver was a single man aged between 21 and 30 who lived in Prague and had above-average income and a powerful car. A loss adjustment manager for the direct insurance company said the results were in agreement with the firm's internal statistics. Czech brewers have established a beer fund to fight rising imports of cheap, low-quality beers, the Daily Hospodářské noviny reported on Monday. Members of the fund include Przeňský Prazdroj, Heineken, Budvar, as well as the Czech Beer and Malt Association. Under the motto Czech Beer, Our Beer, the alliance plans to stage marketing campaigns to draw attention to the issue of rising influx of cheap foreign beers onto the Czech market, and to support the EU's protected geographical indication for Czech-produced beers. The head of the Czech Beer and Malt Association, František Šámal, said the project should ensure a long-term sustainability of Czech beer. Imports of foreign, mainly Polish beer, increased nearly 3 times last year, reaching just below 1 million hectolitres. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The start of the week will be partially cloudy in most places with rain, showers and occasional storms. The highest day temperatures should reach around 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and that's the end of the news.